I'm Walt Lindalone with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with 109th District State Representative Sarah Cambenzi of Marquette for a legislative update. We touched on several matters, but we started our conversation off with her thoughts on coronavirus legislation making its way through the State House. Here's Representative Sarah Cambenzi.
We had a series of bills that were bipartisan. We had some Democrats that were on those, and we did pass those largely together, and so that was a good thing. But unbeknownst to us, the House Republicans rolled out their own package after that, that dealt more with what counties can do, the individual mask mandates, which were not in there, that I think a lot of us as Democrats still think we need. And it's largely just a one-party show. So I think we need more discussions on that. I think it's going to be hard to pass, knowing the governor won't sign it. But we are off until the election, and so I don't expect anything soon.
So here's my question on it is, was it simply a shot over the bow from the majority, at least to get the ball rolling? Or are they looking at this is the plan and we're going with it?
You know, I think we knew what bills we collectively wanted to work on. Protecting our small businesses from liability, things like that were really easy for us to come together and do. But now that we get into really what our hospitals and our doctors, nurses are saying, the, you know, wear a mask, socially distance yourself from people, you know, wash your hands, things like that that are hard to mandate but really important. Those are the things we can't agree on right now.
You had you shared it on your Facebook page about a letter that was signed by several business leaders, CEOs, and others that was calling on the legislature to basically stop the legal wrangling over these things and start working together to come to a solution. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, a letter came through from a lot of big corporations in the state of Michigan whose business depends on us getting along and working through this and coming up with these best practices through legislation. And I think what they saw was both sides going further away, and they called a timeout and said, for the health and safety of everyone, to not overload our hospitals, which was our original intent to slow the spread, please help us.
Now, you mentioned that you are off until the election and then you go back for some more work after that. Do you think that once the elections are over and some of this maybe politicized side of this entire conversation and debate is over, there will be some progress toward legislation that will address things for the rest of us in the state?
That's certainly my hope. I think in the UP, you have your Democrat and Republican legislators work very well together. We have to. We're a large landmass and only, you know, four of us full time up here. So we understand the importance of not picking things apart or getting too into the minutiae about it. And that's our hope going back, is that we get it done and we kind of have a direction so that, you know, businesses and people know exactly what we're doing.
I'm Walt Lindelow. With me in the studio is State Representative Sarah Cambenzi, getting a legislative update. Looking ahead post-elections, it's going to be lame duck time. That's when some people will be on their way out, and that might be when there's, well, we've seen it in the past, interesting things happen legislatively. What's your thoughts on what's going to happen potentially in the lame duck situation after the elections?
Well, I think lame duck is where everything good and bad happens with legislation. And certainly the pressure of some people leaving and getting their bills out. There's a lot of trading going on in terms of what you're willing to vote for and accept and what you're not. And I know there's two bills particularly that locally people want to weigh in on. One is a gravel bill. And will we still allow townships to basically say no to gravel mining near them? Or will we say, if you know, make it through the 14-point checklist and you do everything right with our water and air and noise standards, that you have to be allowed to have a gravel pit? So there's a lot of things like that. Another one is the Airbnb and short-term rentals.
Right
now we have a bill where basically you can't outlaw them, so they would be allowed everywhere. Very controversial.
Yes.
But another good bill that I happen to be working on is one that would give the Great Lakes Sports Commission a loan from Treasury, which we could actually get Copper Peak and some of those other big sports complexes in the region redone.
That's 109th District State Representative Sarah Cambenzi of Marquette. With a look at what's going on in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.